with Charlie Tuna. I like that guy's music. Nice and comfortable. That's his latest called Midnight Rocks, follow-up to Time Passages and You're the Cat. Those are a couple of his hits. Well, these days you need music to kind of soothe the savage beast. I mean, everything is so tight. Would you believe I have a watch with a nervous tick? Don't go breaking my heart. Here's Elton and Kiki. John and Kiki D with Charlie Tuna. And don't go breaking my heart. Don't go breaking my budget these days. You can be excused if you sometimes get the idea that businesses are trying to sell you products you don't really need. Take, for example, Bolt Paper Towels, distributed by the American Can Company. It's made of paper, the company says, but it, quote, actually looks and performs like cloth. To prove it, the company's commercials show Bolt and two other brands run through a washing machine. Only Bolt survives in one piece. But the Wall Street Journal newspaper reports those ads have industry executives asking, mean, who launders paper towels anyway? Or in the words of a marketing consultant, does the world really want a bulletproof paper towel? The answer from the people who make Bolt, by the way, is yes. They say even though their towels are more expensive than others, they last longer because they're stronger. I think I'm going to throw in the paper towel. Charlie Tuna. What's the mission of the Military Airlift Command? To find out firsthand, we asked some Air Force sergeants to tell us about their jobs with MAC. Flight engineer Bill Lyles told us, when we go into a field and drop off sea rations, we know those guys need them. Drop off mail? Hey, you can see the smiles. You know that somebody out there needs you. As Bill Lyles knows, MAC has a very important people hauling and cargo hauling type mission. And that's important to all of us in the service, because we're all partners in peace. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
At the beginning of every football game, a referee comes out and he introduces the two team captains, and then he flips a coin.
Captain Harvard, this is Captain Solbert. Captain Solbert, this is Captain Harvard. Call the toss there, Captain Harvard. Captain Harvard's called heads, it's tails. You lose the toss, your team wins. What will you do, Captain?
Now, he'll do whatever is to his advantage.
We won't receive. We won't receive. All right, then. This team here will receive. They will receive. And what will these guys do? They will kick off. They will kick off. All right? This team here will kick off. They will kick off.
All right. Now, I was thinking that perhaps what would happen, suppose way back in history, if you had a referee before every war and a guy called a toss. Let's go to the Revolutionary War.
Okay. Captain Harvard to the British, this Captain Solbert to the settlers. Captain Solbert to the settlers, Captain Harvard to the British. Call a toss there, British. British call head. It's tails. You lose the toss, British settlers win. What we do, settlers? All right, the settlers say that during the war, they will wear any color clothes that they want to, shoot from behind the rocks, the trees, and everywhere. Says your team must wear red and march in a straight line.
Or else you have, like, the Indians in the cavalry. The referee, same referee.
Captain Custer, this is Captain Sitting Bull. Captain Sitting Bull, this is Captain Custer. Call a toss, cuss. He calls heads, it's tails. You lose a toss. What will you do there, Sip? All right, Captain Sitting Bull says that you and your boys got to wade down to the bottom of the hill while him and all the Indians in the world ride right down on you.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial. Charlie Tuna. I'm coming out. Not yet, I'm coming. Hold it, respect me. Here's Eddie Rabbit. One of those songs has become more successful than the movie it was in. The movie was Roadie, and the song is Driving My Life Away.
Well, the midnight headlights find you on a rainy night. Speedway up ahead, slowing down, making no time. We gotta keep rolling. Close the windshield wipers, slapping out the tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. We gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way.
Charlie Tuna, Driving My Life Away. I picked that as a hit right out of the box. Well, speaking of picking hits, music industry executives were excited last year by the announcement of the development of a computer that could actually predict hit records ahead of time. The device reportedly could save companies millions of dollars by indicating which recordings would be likely moneymakers and which records would bomb. Now, a San Francisco television station is reporting the whole thing was a hoax. Station KRON-TV says the songwriter who developed the hit predicting machine, Charles Traw, has admitted the device doesn't work at all. According to KRON, the machine is actually an empty box in which Traw would hide during the demonstrations. As a record was played outside, he reportedly would push buttons and cause it to bleep and flash, making it appear it was picking the hits of tomorrow. However, one industry executive insists the machine, hoax or not, has been right on the money. Los Angeles hit picker Jonas Hardy, who has worked with Neil Diamond, Dolly Parton, and others, says, "It worked for me, and I'm going to use it again." When told there was a little man hidden inside, Hardy's comment was, "That old guy's done a hell of a job."
Charlie Tuna.
At least once in a lifetime, every driver will probably face a potentially serious emergency behind the wheel. If you lose your brakes completely, try pumping them to bring up brake pressure. If that doesn't work, shift the transmission into a lower gear. Even if your car is an automatic transmission, this will help. Then apply the emergency brake. If you're still out of control on a hill or mountainous road, it may be better to sideswipe a hillside or guardrail to slow the car down. In newer cars with power steering or brakes, what feels like a complete failure could really be just a problem with the power assist. Steering and braking are still possible. It just takes much more physical effort. In this case, apply steady foot pressure on the brake to take advantage of any remaining power. Steer carefully, avoiding sudden wheel movements that may be hard to correct without power. people talk. Paul Cavara, who wrote Last Dance for Donna Summer and the main event for Barbra Streisand, not to mention co-writing Enough is Enough for Both of Them, has been writing with Richard Pryor's ex, Jennifer Lee, recently. The result is one new song, My Man's Not Enough for Me. Producer and manager Aaron Musso has announced a surprising new project. It's a new movie called This Gentle Earth, and what's surprising about it is that Russo wants one of his ex-clients to co-star. If things work out, Russo will have ex-client Bette Midler co-starring with one of his current clients, Frederick Forrest. You'll recall they were teamed in The Rose, and the chemistry brought each of them an Oscar nomination. Teddy Pendergrass is the latest star to go into the jean business. Jeans with his teddy bear insignia on them should be in the stores this fall. Bobby Sherman is reported to be at work on a new LP. And it almost seemed as if the theory that Jim Morrison was still alive was true recently when the Doors went up on the marquee outside the Whiskey Club in L.A. where they used to be the house band. The sign did stop traffic for a while, but came down a few short hours later after it was filmed for a paid television special on the group. The special will include rare footage of the Doors in concert as well as interviews with all the surviving members. And Dion DiMucci, the former lead singer of the popular 1950s group and 60s, Dion and the Belmonts, is the latest vocalist to follow Bob Dylan down the Born Again path. Dion is recording a gospel album for Word Records, a label that specializes in religious music. Some of his biggest hits from the Belmonts 2 decades ago included Run Around Sue and Teenager in Love.
People talk.
Canada for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for joining me today. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners on Ascension Island. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and until that time, stay tuned.